From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Afghan officials say Taliban leader Mullah Omar is dead. Afghan government officials said Wednesday the reclusive Taliban leader died more than 2 years ago in Pakistan. Abdul Hasib Siddiqui, a spokesman for Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security, said the Taliban leader was sick in a hospital in Karachi and died there in 2013. He did not explain what was suspicious about the death or say how long his agency knew that Omar was dead. President Ashraf Ghani's office also said Omar died in 2013. The Taliban says that Omar is still alive. Here in Washington, the White House said reports of the Taliban leader's death appeared credible, that U.S. intelligence agencies are looking into the circumstances of his death. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched strikes last week against Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Here in Washington, White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said the Obama administration condemns PKK attacks on buildings near Turkey's border with Iraq.
We do condemn the PKK's attack. That, as we have said, they are a foreign terrorist organization, and we have said that we respect Turkey's right to defend itself.
The U.S. considers the PKK a terrorist group. However, it is supporting and equipping Kurdish fighters in the struggle against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News.